Hi there! Welcome to this week's episode of REAP, where REAP stands for Read, Examine, Apply, Pray. My name is Ed Burdett, and I'm glad to be spending this time with you. The purpose of the REAP devotional is to learn and practice a pattern for getting more out of Scripture as we read and listen through. The way it works, we pick a section of this day's reading, either from the Old Testament, the New Testament, or the Psalms, and then using that passage, we walk through this four-step process. First, we read the passage, and next we examine it. This is where we bring up anything that stands out or catches our attention. After that, we look to apply the passage, connecting it with our lives today. And lastly, we get to pray. The passage we're looking at today comes from our New Testament reading. It's from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 17. So, first we'll read this passage, then examine it, look to apply it, and pray over it. Let's jump right in. This is John chapter 5, starting in verse 1. After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now in Jerusalem, by the Sheep Gate, there is a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, or paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at certain times into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was healed of whatever disease he had. A certain man was there who had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been sick for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I'm coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Arise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man was made well and took up his mat and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry the mat." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your mat and walk?'" But he who was healed didn't know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a crowd being in the place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you are made well. Sin no more, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this cause, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he did these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is still working, so I am working too." All right, so that's our passage for today, and now we'll look to examine it. And again, this is where we bring up anything that caught our attention as we read and listened to the passage. The first thing that stood out to me, it's in verse 1. That verse talks about a feast of the Jews, and it says, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the center of Judaism. That's where Jesus' greatest criticizers are, and their powerful opponents. They're Pharisees, teachers of the law, lawyers, scribes. Jesus, we see, by going into this environment, is not afraid of challenge. He knows that he's going to be scrutinized and doubted and criticized, but he goes anyway. The next thing that stood out, it's down in verse 5. That verse says, a certain man was there, that is, by this pool, who had been sick for 38 years. I think of how having an illness for that long would shape a person's life. Because of this illness, this man probably wasn't able to hold a job, probably didn't have a family. This illness may have changed almost everything about what the man thought his life was going to be. Or it may even be all he knows. Maybe he's been sick from near birth. The next verse, verse 6, says this, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been sick for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" That phrase, when Jesus saw him, that stood out to me. Of all the sick people around, it says Jesus saw him. This man gained Jesus' attention. Jesus noticed him, and once his attention was on this man, good things were going to come to him. In verses 7 and 8, a conversation develops between them. The man explains to Jesus how he tries to get down into the pool, but someone else always gets in first. Verse 8 simply says this, Jesus said to him, "Arise, take up your mat, and walk." This stood out because it shows that Jesus doesn't need to bring the man anywhere. He doesn't say, "Well, I'll stand with you and carry you into the water the next time it's stirred up, and then you'll be healed." Jesus, as the source of life and healing himself, gives the command. There's something interesting in what Jesus says here, because he doesn't say to the man, "Arise and walk." He says, "Arise, take up your mat, and walk." This stood out because later on we see that this command, "Take up your mat," and the man's obedience of it, creates controversy. In verse 10, it says, "The Jews said to him who was cured, 'It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry the mat.'" I wonder what Jesus' motive was in giving the man this command. But notice something else in this verse. The Jews are seeing a man who was sick for 38 years, and he's been cured, and yet what do they notice? They say, "It's the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry the mat." It's amazing that this is what they're focused on. This great miracle has just happened. This man's life has been transformed. But the Jews aren't celebrating with this man, but instead are critiquing him. The next thing that stood out, it's in verse 13. It says, "He who was healed didn't know who it was," that is, who it was that healed him, "for Jesus had withdrawn." Isn't this amazing? This man doesn't know Jesus' identity. He has this conversation with him and is healed by him, but at no point did he call him by his name or even know who he was. And yet still, Jesus healed him. In verse 14, it says, "Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, 'Behold, you are made well. Sin no more, so that nothing worse happens to you.'" I wonder if by nothing worse, Jesus means nothing worse than this man's illness that he's had for what must have been most of his life. Moving on to the end of this passage, in verse 16 it says, "For this cause," that is because Jesus healed this man, "the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he did these things on the Sabbath." Jesus, by doing good, creates the conditions for his death. His good deeds do go punished. Then in verse 17 it says, "But Jesus answered them, 'My Father is still working, so I am working too.'" There's a childlike simplicity in Jesus' response. United with his Father, looking to his Father, imitating his Father. He just simply says, "That's what Dad is doing, and I imitate Dad." Jesus truly is the beloved Son of the Father. Well, those are the things that stood out to me, and if I missed something that you noticed, feel free to leave that as a comment over at oneyearbiblepodcast.com on the webpage for this day's REAP episode. I always appreciate when people share their insights and help us all see more in this passage together. Let's move now to the application part of REAP. And again, this is where we look to connect what we've read with our lives today. There are lots of things here I think that I could learn to apply. One that stands out through this whole passage, Jesus is of course engaging in good works and knowing that that will lead him into controversy. And I think what he says in verse 17 about his Father still working, so he's working too, gives us a clue as to how Jesus was able to do this. How was he able to go to Jerusalem, where he knew he would face so much opposition? How was he able to give grace to this man who didn't even know who he was? How was he able to face persecution for the good things that he did? Jesus' intimacy with the Father, I think, gives him the security and the strength to do all these things. His life comes out of his connection with the Father, and as long as that connection is strong, he can move ahead and follow his Father's will into the world. Elsewhere in the Gospels, Jesus talks about abiding in him. And it turns out that has a very practical and powerful effect on our life. These great and bold and powerful actions of Jesus come out of his abiding. He gains a quiet strength, we could say, from his closeness with the Father. And by us abiding in Christ, abiding in Jesus himself, that same strength can flow into us. By way of application then, we can start to see a connection between the challenging, difficult parts of our life and our closeness with the Lord. That as our closeness grows and develops, we can become people who are not afraid. Well, that's an application I see, and if you see another one, feel free to leave that as a comment at the webpage for this day's episode. And now let's move to the last phase of REAP, where we get to pray. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for this story of grace flowing from your Son to this man who is healed. Thank you for Jesus' strength in pursuing after your will, in doing what he saw you do. Lord Jesus, you faced so much opposition. Help us to learn from you, and Jesus, help us to abide in you. Jesus, your love for this man is remarkable. You didn't require him to name you or to worship you as you are, but your grace to him just poured out. You showed yourself to be God by what you did and what you said. Thank you that you loved, even when you knew it would cost you. Jesus, the more we look into your life, the more beautiful you become, the more baffling, the more attractive. It is so strange, some of the things that you did, and yet we want to follow, Lord. We're drawn to you. Help us today. Bind us to yourself. Thank you for the life that is in you and that you freely share. We're grateful for your grace. We're grateful for your power, your strength, and we ask that by your Spirit, you would be with us in power today. We pray all these things in your strong name, Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks for being with me for this week's episode of REAP. I always enjoy this time, and I hope you do too. We do REAP once a week every Friday, so keep an eye out for next Friday's episode. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great Friday and weekend and week upcoming, and I look forward to talking with you soon.